Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Technical evangelist Brian Lewis and senior product marketing manager from the Trustworthy Computing Group, Frank Simmerjee, join us for today's show as they discuss the cloud security readiness tool. Tune in as they show us how it works, why you would want to use it, as well as where you can find it. Brian, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to TechNet Radio. My name is Brian Lewis. I'm an IT Pro Evangelist with Microsoft. I work in the Midwest District, and you can reach me at my blog at mythoughtsinit.com. Today, we're going to meet and talk with Frank Simmerjee. Frank is a Senior Product Marketing Manager with the Trustworthy Computing Group. And Frank's going to talk to us today about the Cloud Security Readiness Tool. So Frank, let's start talking about that Cloud Security Readiness Tool. How does it work? What does it consist of?
Sure. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate the time you've given me. I'm really happy to introduce this new tool to all our customers. This is actually a tool that was designed on the premise of making a process of understanding why you would adopt cloud services simpler. There's a lot of different solutions and capabilities that different providers and solution ISVs and ISPs provide, but there's a lot of questions associated around why you would move that adoption process. The tool was created to help organizations have a better understanding in a very simple way that effort that would be required to adopt cloud services. So what I want to do is maybe walk you through and show you the advantages of using a tool like this. That I mentioned that it's free and it's also agnostic. It does not promote Microsoft product. I mean, the whole premise here is to provide a capability, and this comes back to the history of trustworthy computing. Our goal is to really promote a trustworthy experience with our services and our products. So let's go and actually take a look at the tool, and I'll walk you through how an average user would experience this process. So here we see the website that I'd promote and would like to direct you to. It's Microsoft.com/trustedcloud. It's the easiest way to get to the tool. What we've done is we've placed a relatively simple Getting Started Now button right there. By selecting that, what it'll do is it'll open up our tool, which is the Cloud Security Readiness Tool. Now notice that this is actually being hosted in a cloud provider. We actually are utilizing a service that does exactly what we're looking for. This is the advantage of the cloud services, is that you can find the particular service that you need. So the software as a service that we're looking at is designed to actually measure your IT's infrastructure maturity in a very, very simplistic way. The questions were designed with that in mind. So here you can actually select the industry. And the real relevance behind being able to select this is, for instance, if I were to pick healthcare, if I select a healthcare or pharmaceutical, it actually ties back to the high tech, which is also part of the HIPAA regulatory body. So the results will actually show how that maps. So your report will actually be directly mapped to a control set that, as a high tech or a healthcare provider, you'd actually care about. So let's go through this. A couple of other questions: location based, organization size. As you notice right now, that you have selection here for software as a service. There is no selection. In the near future, I'm hoping within the next several months, we'll actually see this as a drop down that'll make it possible to actually be able to select either platform or infrastructure, so that if you want to run a report, and it'll give you very specific answers that will help you and guide you in that direction. So what we're going to do is we're going to slowly go through these questions and notice that they've already been selected. I went through this just ahead of time. I basically created this company. And here, as you notice, the questions are very descriptive. They provide a selection based on getting started through streamlined. And each one of these questions then has a very specific direction that it's trying to provide and ask you questions that, even if you're not 100% sure, which isn't a real guide of this, is that you just, if you have an inclination of where your organization sits, you can answer it based on that selection box. So what we're going to do is, as you notice that we're going through questions here, there's in fact 27. This covers the most critical domains that an organization would care about, such as human resources, such as policy management, such as physical security or architecture. They are the most critical control elements that organizations care about. So I'm going to scroll all the way down to the bottom here, and hit the numbers, question number 27 here. For instance, this is a great one that most organizations tend to overlook, but one that's important. Which of these statements best describes your system time setting policy? As most organizations don't realize that system setting time setting is actually a very important thing, because this is how you actually are able to maintain a chain of evidence. And evidentiary information for an organization is almost always time-based synchronization. So if this information, for instance, you're not sure how your organization does it, most likely you're in this category of that some systems are configured, and then that there may be one or multiple sources. You may be using an NTP server or maybe something else, but the point is it's not centralized, which is would be the thing that we see at the most mature level. So what we're going to do is going to go ahead and select the first box here, and notice that we end up with a dialog box that says, go ahead, generate the report. So the report that tool generates, here's a sample. This is obviously just an extract that we generated for this presentation. As you see, this customer report provides you several different elements. One is it provides you information based on those questions that you answered, what your current state is. So for here, we're looking at the formal security program. Notice that it indicates that you answered, or I answered here, that no formal security programs in place, and what are some of the things that you need to keep in mind. More importantly, most organizations look for, well, what can I do to improve my position? We provide some recommendations, and each one of these recommendations, based on the maturity that you answered, will differ. That's the key thing here, is that we're actually giving you a recommendation that really does address your maturity or your state as an organization. And then the last block, which is what I think is one of the more important things, is the opportunity to understand what a cloud provider should be able to provide you today. If you were to take this particular control and you were to move to a cloud provider, you should be able to approach them and say, how are you going to help me address this concern? So as you see, this report that it generates for you is very customized. It actually has some of the most important things that most organizations care about, is recommendations and guidance and how to actually adopt cloud services. Now, I forgot to neglected to mention that what makes this really powerful is that we utilize a open source, an open environment for this, which is based on the Cloud Security Alliance, which is cloudsecurityalliance.org. They actually created a matrix called the Cloud Control Matrix, designed to be a whole bunch of control elements that organizations can actually use publicly. And Microsoft has been one of the earliest adopters. In fact, I think we're one of the first adopters of this matrix. The tool utilizes questions. There's 100 questions in the Cloud Control Matrix. I took 27 of the most relevant ones into my tool.
That's a great tool, Frank. Very cool. Hey, one of the things you started with, you mentioned that this tool can be used not just for Windows and not just for Microsoft product, but for all kinds of products.
That's correct.
And I thought that was a really interesting piece to talk about. When we look at our Trustworthy Computing Initiative, a lot of it is about process and governance, right? It's not just about software and developing great software. That's a really important piece of security is the governance and security controls and how we implement those. And I saw the tool talks about we do that in time with time synchronization. We do that with other pieces in there. Are there other things in governance and in that aspect that we look at with this tool? You just mentioned those security groups, for example.
Right. You know, I think what's occurred, and you'll find that there's a lot of capabilities, a lot of marketing out there. The whole premise behind moving to the cloud is that if you're interested in understanding how your data is stored, how you get your data in, how you get your data out, most providers require you to sign extensive NDAs, first of all. And the standard vehicle that you utilize is a contract. The tool allows you to actually start asking questions that don't address the how or the what, but the why. Because most companies are struggling with the why do I move into the cloud? What can I do in that why category? So what we try to do is really make some of this information open and public. So it comes back to the CSA. Cloud Security Alliance, Azure, Dynamics, and Office 365 have actually generated these reports. They are the registry entries for the Security Trust and Assurance Register, which is called STAR. It's a publicly disclosed environment to allow customers, people that ultimately will consume, enterprise, anywhere from a small single mom-and-pop operation to the largest worldwide operations, to be able to start that process. I almost think of it as kicking the tires. How do you actually go through that process of investigating a provider if they are able to meet your needs? Well, that was the reason why this whole Star Registry was designed, and my tool helps you move into that first stage of asking the good questions that will actually bring out the most important values from your provider in your selection process. And it is absolutely agnostic.
That's excellent. Let me ask if I understood that correctly. When you talk about the Star Alliance and this registration, you mentioned Azure Dynamics and Office 365 from Microsoft. We've taken those products and basically run them through the process. Is that correct?
Right. So the Star Registry requires you to do a 100 question assessment process, and those three products have actually gone through it. Several of our competitors have also. This is it's a nonprofit organization. This isn't something that is Microsoft run. We just participate. We see a huge value in the fact that consumers should get access to the information of selecting providers based on their strengths and in a level playing environment. The problem is that if you hear me tell you about the benefits of Azure, what you could do is I would have to validate that I'm actually trying to give you what you're asking for. A lot of times, the question is very difficult to understand because, again, why are you looking for certain things? The key behind the STAR and the CCM is to really make that much more transparent. And as I mentioned earlier, another element is tying this back with regulations that do apply to organizations directly. So ISO, for instance, is another one. It's a worldwide accepted control matrix. PCI is another one. And then likewise with FedRAMP and FISMA. These are large organizational control matrices that were established to regulate government, regulate organizations and industry, and each one applies differently. What the STAR and the CCM has done is it's mapped it out. So one control exposes you to all the different matrices and gives, again, the power back to the customer so they're able to actually make the decision up front.
That's fantastic. How does a company find out about those alliances?
The capabilities are all available on the cloudsecurityalliance.org site. So I'd strongly recommend that if an organization is not familiar with the Cloud Security Alliance, that they should become, especially if they're considering cloud services. Because, again, as an organization, we're out to provide you services, but it may be prudent for individuals to have a better understanding of what's in the market. My tool, which is the Cloud Security Readiness Tool, is available at microsoft.com/trustedcloud. And it's a free tool. There is no product bias in it. And that was built on that premise, very much like other things that the Trustworthy Computing does, for instance, which is a secure development lifecycle. That's also another example of an unbiased open environment that's really designed to make the experience of safe and secure online experiences true for everybody, not just Microsoft customers.
All right, Frank, that sounds awesome. This is a great tool. Again, we've been talking with Frank Simmerjee from the Trustworthy Computing Group, and we've been talking about the Cloud Security Readiness Tool. Frank, do you have any last closing statements you'd like to make?
No, great. I appreciate it. Again, I appreciate the time, and I hope that everybody that has the opportunity to view this video will see some value out of this tool. I'm always looking for feedback. Enhancing this tool is something that our business has definitely taken to heart, and we really are looking for the experience of moving your business to the cloud as an easy and effective way as possible.
Thanks, Frank. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.